Hey everybody, and welcome to the Rubberneckin' Podcast. This is Libby, and I have Sheena with me.
Hello.
She's our fabulous blog writer, and I can't wait to hear more about this upcoming blog you've got ready. Almost ready, right?
Right.
Okay, so we've got so much going on in Memphis at Graceland. The hotel's about to open.
Yes, any day now.
It's right around the corner. We know the day. Thankfully, it's the 27th is the grand opening celebration. But on the 29th at 3 o'clock, you can bid on some Elvis Presley artifacts.
Right, and online bidding is open right now. So yeah. If you want to go online and see some of these amazing artifacts.
They're really cool.
They're really neat. And there's so much stuff there. There's an amazing jumpsuit. There's some jewelry. There's Elvis's 1956 application for the Screen Actors Guild. So a lot of really cool stuff. And yeah. So yeah, go check it out.
It's GracelandAuctions.com.
Yeah, and you can bid right now.
That's right. Seating is limited, and it's in the new theater of the guest house.
Right.
It's really, really awesome. It's kind of funny. One of my favorite things about the guest house is the wallpaper.
Yes.
And it's like, why are you excited about wallpaper? But it's so cool. I never thought I would love
it's
wallpaper
so Elvis-y.
Before, but it's very Elvis-y, very contemporary, and it's very Vegas kind of.
Yes, I think fans are really going to love it. It's going to be definitely a treat for the fans to come stay at the guest house.
Yeah. So, following the Sony Music Legacy Recordings album, If I Can Dream, you know, that came out last year and
right.
sold over a million units.
It is amazing.
Now we've got The Wonder of You.
Right.
And so this is...
comes out next week.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, my gosh. And you could pre-order
or wait,
it.
This week. Oh, my gosh.
It's already this week.
I got so excited. I know.
Yeah, so we've actually got the 2017 Australian Arena Tour all set up. There's some dates on the website. You got to go to Graceland.com to find out the dates. But there's tons of really cool things going on the other side of the globe.
Yeah, definitely. Elvis is everywhere.
Yeah.
And this tour is going to be really great. It's going to feature Elvis on screen, and then he'll be backed by a 40-piece symphony orchestra.
Wow.
And so, yeah, if you're a fan and you're in Australia, you've got to go to this.
Yeah. Now, also in Australia is the Parks Elvis Festival.
Right. There are Elvis festivals and events taking place all over the world.
All the time.
And the cool thing is that a lot of these contests and events will have preliminary rounds to the Ultimate Elvis Tribute Artist Contest.
Yeah.
So we're getting semifinalists for next year's contest from all over the world.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool because you've got the whole year to either practice for your preliminary round or
right.
for Memphis.
And yeah.
So we've already got two guys who have won their contest so far. Oliver Steinhoff from Germany, and he's representing the Tweed Tribute to Elvis Festival, and Matt King from Leslie, Michigan. So they've already, you know,
right.
won their contest.
Right.
They're in the running for the Ultimate Elvis Tribute Artist Contest in Memphis. So they've got, like, almost a whole year to prepare for it.
Yeah, and the next contests are at the Ocean City Elvis Festival and then Parks in January. So
yeah.
If you go to Graceland.com, we have a list of all the preliminaries, and we'll be adding in all of the semifinalists as they come in.
Yeah, you can always check it out on the website and see who's up, and check if your favorite ETA is on there.
Yes.
Okay, so I can't wait to find out more about this new blog.
Well, this was a really fun one to write. I was going through Elvis's history and noticed that the anniversary of his first appearance on the Louisiana Hayride was this month. And I didn't know a whole lot about the Hayride. I
yeah.
knew it helped launch his career, but I didn't know much about it in general.
Yeah.
And so I did my research, and then I wrote about it.
So, we can all profit off of your
exactly.
homework.
If you go to blog.graceland.com, it's all about, there's some pictures of Elvis on the Hayride,
mm-hmm.
and about how he performed on it, how it helped launch his career. It helped launch the career of other artists like Hank Williams and George Jones, some other really fabulous artists. And it's just, it was such a cool thing. It was sort of the competition of the Grand Ole Opry, and it did what the Opry did in a different way. It was really cool, just a really neat thing. The thing that I loved was that your ticket to get in to see the Hayride, which was a 3-hour show, by the way, was 60 cents
oh my
if you
gosh.
Were an adult.
Oh my
I
gosh.
Love that.
How much if you were a kid?
30 cents. I love that. Oh, that is so cool. Like, can you imagine paying 60 cents and seeing Elvis Presley?
Yeah, I mean,
you know, and all these other amazing stars for a 3-hour show.
So what else did they do on the 3-hour show? I don't have a lot of...
Yeah, there were other performers. There were, you know...
Is it like a sketch?
Yeah.
So am I off base in thinking it's kind of similar to SNL?
I don't think it would be that heavy on the comedy. Okay. More, I think, on the music. It was a radio show, so okay. You probably get a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
You know, that some of the artists would do commercials for the sponsors, that sort of thing. So it was just a really good time. Yeah. Everybody getting together and enjoying the show, which that took place in Shreveport, but there was also a tour as well. So,
oh, wow.
It's really cool. So go to blog.graceland.com. You learn something.
That's right. So we've got a new blog up, and we're about to have a new Gates of Graceland.
Yes, that goes up this week. We won't tell you what it's about. You have to go online to find out.
So if you've loved some of our previous gates, then you're really going to enjoy this treat we've got for you. And that's all we can say.
It's a treat.
It's a treat. You're going to love it. So tune in and make sure you catch up on anything that you've missed and tune in for the new Gates of Graceland. And so we've actually got some super cute fan mail.
Super adorable fan mail. On the Facebook, the Graceland Facebook page, which you can find us at Elvis Presley's Graceland on Facebook, we always get messages on there, and we got a really sweet message from a lady named Lisa. She sent us a sweet picture of her great-nephew, let me get it right, great-nephew Brandon Lee, wearing a sweet little onesie that she got him at Graceland when she visited for the first time last year.
Y'all, he's so cute.
He is super cute. He's 18 months old now, so she's going to get him a new one, but she's going to come back in 2 years and hopefully bring him with her. So that's a young Elvis fan in the making.
Yes, and there's so many cute babies out there repping Elvis.
So many cute ones, And she's from Manchester, so we can't wait for her to come make that long journey and bring the baby.
Come on down.
Yeah, Lisa. It'll be awesome.
So speaking of young fans, we also do a fan of the week on Facebook, and Christopher Lemon is our new fan of the week. And he said he bought Jailhouse Rock first because he heard about it in his AP history class. I mean, how cool is that, that you learn about the King of Rock and Roll in your AP history class in high school? He said they were going over the 1950s, and he started listening to Elvis more and more, and then bought one of his favorite albums, the My Elvis vinyl album, and it's the greatest hits.
Right.
So, I mean... So cool. Thanks for tuning in, Christopher Lemon.
Didn't you say Christopher is like in high school or has just recently graduated? So
Yeah. So
he's a young Elvis fan.
Yeah, that's right.
That's so cool.
I remember my AP history class. I don't remember that specific about it, but way to go, Christopher Lemon, and thanks for listening. Okay, so we've got a new segment that's really cool, This Week in Elvis History.
Yes, very cool. And the thing I love about this is that there's always something going on in Elvis history.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is that on October 13th, 1963, the cast and crew of Elvis's new movie, Kiss and Cousins, traveled east of Los Angeles to Big Bear Mountain to begin location shooting for the film.
Man, that's so cool. And so if you flash forward a few days, but back a few years, it's October 16th, 1960, and that's when Elvis broke his finger playing football here at Graceland. And later on, he was inducted into the Arkansas State College Tau Kappa Epsilon fraternity. And they had a ceremony here at Graceland. And, you know, I think the fraternity members at first thought it was a publicity stunt. And then they were kind of caught off guard by Elvis's emotional reaction. And he was so sincere and genuine by, you know, sharing with them that he wished he could have gone to college himself.
Yeah, I really think Elvis would have loved college. And I think he would have loved being in a fraternity. That would have been so cool.
I mean, only child?
Yeah.
He would have loved it. Yeah. Okay, what's next? We've got some Elvis sightings.
Yes, some really cool ones, too. Michael from Oklahoma was visiting the Museum of History in Claremore, Oklahoma, and they have an exhibit featuring hometown girl Patty Page, and in that exhibit is a picture of her and Elvis.
Well, thanks, Michael. How cool is that? This next one's coming from Tamara Peterson, and she's from Ohio. She said she was watching the Blues Brothers classic movie, and it ends with Jake and Elwood singing Jailhouse Rock in the final prison scene.
Yes.
One of my favorites.
Yes, mine too.
It's a classic.
And then Debbie from Tennessee was noticing in the latest issue of AARP magazine that there's a list of people who make you feel like dancing, and number 2 is Elvis.
Yeah, I have a problem with that. Who's number 1?
That's what I want to know.
Debbie didn't tell us.
I know.
So if you know...
who's number one? Because can you really imagine anybody better than Elvis?
No. Nothing. I mean, it's Elvis all the time.
Exactly.
Okay, so we kind of talked about this week in Elvis history, but there's also something else that happened today, October 17th, 1957, and that's what we think you should listen to and see this week.
Exactly. Jailhouse Rock premiered in Memphis on this day. Yes, it's the Memphis premiere in 1957. And so, yeah, if you feel like celebrating Elvis this week, why not go watch Jailhouse Rock or throw on the soundtrack and let loose?
That's right. So if you want to know what to listen, what to do, what to see, it's Jailhouse Rock. That's the answer.
Definitely.
Well, thank y'all for tuning in to the Rubberneckin' Podcast. This is Libby, and we've got Sheena, and we'll see y'all next week.
Bye.
Bye.